The sermon is based on what's often called the Great Commission reading, and it's in printed in the on the yellow insert on the top on the, under the sermon notes. I read from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Every time in Bible class or in worship that we hear God's word, what is going on? One thing that is going on is what Jesus said, to make disciples of all nations, teaching them. Every time we have a baptism in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, what is going on? What we are doing is following what Jesus said, to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We Christians do this because, as Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. And that is connected to the children's message, Barrett and Violet, do you remember? Does God need any piece of paper or license to know that we're his children? Nope. Does he know us wherever we are in the world? Yes. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus Christ. He knows his people in all places and all times. Jesus Christ is no longer in the state, we often say the state of humiliation, and we get that from Philippians chapter 2, that description. He came humble and poor, seemingly weak in his society, but he was the Son of God, but he came humbled in a state of humiliation. But his saving work that he would do in humiliation and suffering, his saving work, what did he say on the cross? He says, "It is finished, it is done, it is completed." Another way to translate it is perfected. Completely all done. Ready for people to receive the forgiveness of sins in his name. And so as he completed the work of salvation for us, he showed himself resurrected several times, a number of times, or 40 days, and then he ascended into heaven. And he received all authority in heaven and earth from God the Father. There is no place on earth, there is no situation on earth or in heaven or the whole universe or the whole order of creation. And that's a concept maybe we should think about just a little bit. Everything that was made, first of all, he was made by him, Father, Son, and Spirit, everything. And that means the things we can see and not see, the things we can understand and not understand, the powers that we can measure and not measure. That includes the angels. That includes the angels who rebel, Satan and the demons. That includes the far, 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 far away parts of the universe that sometimes we get to see a little bit more and more and more using the new telescopes and so forth. Every place he has authority and power. To the depths of the sea, to the farthest place, to the things spiritual that we can't see. He has authority over heaven and earth. And so that authority of his even is bigger than the universe. For he reigns over the parts of the universe that we can't see. What is the statistic? I'm going to get it wrong, but it's an amazingly small city. Even we, as our scientific fields and scientists, know that we only see, I think it's 15%, you can correct me, but of the universe, because what's called dark matter is the majority. The majority of what we exist in, we don't even see. Jesus is authority over all those things. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to him. Therefore, what did he say? Therefore, go and make disciples of all, and I have a blank there. It says nations is the way oftentimes it's translated, but we might put in the word peoples. Make disciples of all peoples, because the word nations there really refers to all the different tribal groups, all the different language groups, all everywhere. Make disciples of all peoples by doing what? That they learn and follow. Disciple is a learner and a follower. Now, Jesus does that yet in his grace. This is a time of grace yet. The time of judgment will come one day. But the time of grace is here, in which he gently gives us his teachings, in which he gently gives us his baptism. And he makes us his learners, his followers. Baptism once, teaching forever. Or at least until we die, and then we go to heaven and you ask me questions and I don't know. In heaven we'll know. Ask me for questions up there. But baptism once. His baptism is powerful and good and lasts our whole life. For it's in the name of Jesus and the Father and the Spirit. And his teachings, as we learn and grow, and as we experience different situations, his teachings continue to apply to us over and over again. And his teachings are deep. It takes us a long time to look at even one verse or a couple of verses. What is he teaching us here? What does he want us to know? How does that apply to my life? And the same verse might apply in a different way in different parts of our lives and different situations. But his baptism and his teaching stay with us our whole life. Our whole life. So that whenever we're baptized and how many ever times we are taught God's word, it stays with us. Right until our deathbed. It stays with us. And he says, behold, I am with you even to the end of the age. There's no place, no situation, no power that can take us away from Jesus. We might suffer for being Christians, that can happen, but that doesn't take Jesus away from us, or we cannot be separated from him. And he's always with us. Every day of our life, a Christian, every day in our life, he is with us. Even when we die, what does Jesus say this is? She is asleep. Our brother Lazarus has fallen asleep. To die is to be asleep in Jesus. Death cannot separate us from Jesus either. So his baptism and his word is with us into eternity. Making disciples is teaching and learning. And I put little arrows there if you're looking at the handout. Teaching leads to learning, and learning leads to teaching. And it's a circular path. And as a pastor, as a worker at a church, a teacher, a deaconess in the church, you're always learning. And you say, Bible class this morning. Do you remember Bible class? I said, I've been teaching this verse wrong, probably not the best way. And as I taught it and got into a certain verse, I was thinking it was should be interpreted one way, and with the commentator I was using, and then I looked at the text, I said, no, I think I was wrong. It has to do with John chapter 8. But I'm growing to the end. I myself am growing in the Word. And this is how we are as Christians. We help each other teaching and learning all the time. And that teaching and learning stays with us and teaches us how to live as God's children. Not ever to die, because remember, dying is asleep. Live as God's children. Alive here, asleep in the grave, alive in heaven. Live as God's children forever. His baptism, his word stays with us. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise that you have called us to be your disciples. Help us to remain in the baptism, in the teaching that we receive. Help us to know that you never forsake us. You are always with us. We can depend upon your word at all times. Give us great faith and strength and joy to be your children. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.